looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Light on Living. I'm your host, Lisa Berry, here to give you reasons to feel better. And when we feel better, we can lead. And you think, why is she jumping into leading? Well, guess what, everybody? We are here in our second week of the interview series for Lead Amazing Woman Lead. And I'm so happy that we're doing this. This is so incredible because really we are learning about the essential powers of mastering your mission. And that mission is totally your choice. You've chosen it, and you can call in all the things that support you along the way. And it's really neat when you can step up and lead. And we've got two co-authors from the book Lead Amazing Woman Lead with us here today, and I'm going to be bringing one of them on right now. And I think these are rather foundational, essential powers to use. So we are going to start off with Connie Ponturo. Hello, hello, Connie. First of all,
Lisa,
say hello.
Hello. So great to talk to you again.
Yes, I know. You know what, everybody? Connie was actually an author in Lead Amazing. Oh, this is Lead. Sorry.
Rise
Amazing Woman, yeah. Rise. And I just, yeah, we have so much fun. We were talking because you and I both have this shared, really fun, shared common interest with health and nutrition, yes, and foam rolling and dental,
yes,
oral hygiene.
Yes, yes.
Well, everybody, we're gonna have Connie share with us, first of all, about our why. And it's not just the why. I'm going to quote you actually right now. And Connie says that your motivational why is the reason you are here to shine. Don't be afraid of your light. Aw, I love that, Connie.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Now, I'm just
light all the time, and you are light.
I do love light. I feel like the light feeds me, and it feeds everybody. So, yes, the more I can share with everybody, that's exactly it. So thank you. Well, everybody, so just if you haven't heard about Connie Ponturo is a leading authority in the field of pain-free living, which includes the power of creating a harmonious connection of mindset, emotion, and body. Respected for her unique approach to transformational movement that merges the mindset, transformational movement, and meditation. So that's really neat. As an acclaimed and enthusiastic speaker, yes, she is, her greatest joy is sharing her knowledge, actionable practices, and creative ways to keep people living pain and injury free. She's the owner of the highly regarded Absolute Pilates Upstairs, based in Woodland Hills, California. And Connie serves as an innovative transformational movement and lifestyle coach. I love that. Her most recent book, Falling Into Joy, and I have that book, everybody, is a joyful and encouraging book that shines a light on the real source of joy and ways people can easily gain access to it every day of their lives. We are so talking about that. And we're going to tell you how to connect with Connie right now, as well as at the end of our little half hour here. But it's going to be absolutepilatesupstairs.com is her website. You can check her out there. So now that everybody knows like all the incredible work you do, we are here to talk about your why.
Yes.
Why did you choose the why when it came to talking about leading?
Well, I feel for us, In our life, in our waking up, when we wake up in the morning, there has to be something that drives us. There has to be something that really pushes our life forward. And when people are lost and floundering, when they come in and see me and their bodies don't feel good and their lives aren't on track, I usually find they don't know why they are here. They don't know why they wake up. They don't know why they do what they do. And so I think it's a deep dive into exploration. Why are you here? Why do you think you're on this planet? Or why do you think you do what you do? And I think it's important to know and delve into. And I say it's the why that makes us cry. It's not just like, well, I want to be a better person. We want something a little deeper than that. We want you to go to dig down and kind of figure out what brings you joy, what brings you clarity. I tie in the why and your purpose. I think they're very much linked. And I just think once you find your why, and your why doesn't have to be that you change the world, that you save the world. It can be much smaller than that. You can make the best cupcakes. You can make people laugh. You can bring joy. You know, those are incredible whys. So I think once people find their why, life gets much more, it gets much easier.
You are incredible. We are connected, clearly. I just did a Facebook Live, and I think you touched on everything I said. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, we're on the vibration of why. Well, you mentioned something that was really a big part of what I was talking about, and I had a question about it. You said when we wake up. Do you think that when we wake up versus when we're going to bed or in the middle of the day, do you think there's something about that first thing that happens in the morning that we are connected more to our why?
Absolutely, because what happens, okay, so we have our day, we have stress, we have our worry mind, whatever, we go to sleep, all of that goes away. That's honestly why I try to get people to meditate. It all goes away. And if we can wake up first thing in the morning, not look at our phone, not look at our email, if we can go into a place of, what am I here to share today? What is my quiet voice talking about? What do I feel in my gut? How can I be ready to be ready to be ready for this day? I think we get much more of a connection to who we are and what we're here to share. And then after you find that deep connection to you, your phone is there, the texts are there, your email is there, and you can go into your day. But instead of getting that phone to hijack who you are and why you're here to serve, boy, I think if we can give ourselves 5 minutes of connection, your day will be so much different.
Oh, my God. I love that you use that term, like, for your phone to hijack, you know, who we are and what we're doing. That is so, oh, my gosh, I love that. Because you're really pointing out that we are in control.
Totally.
Like, we get to the direction.
We get to choose.
Right? The direction.
We get to choose. We get to choose how we feel. I mean, I deal with a lot of people in chronic pain, and I'm talking about not like, oh, my shoulder hurt. I mean, you know, pretty serious pain. We get to choose how that controls us. We get to decide how we feel that pain. And when we start to change the story, okay, so now our why changes, boy, our pain changes, our body changes.
Okay, you just said we get to choose how we feel the pain. Mm-hmm. Okay, I wanted to talk about this. I'm so glad you said that. Okay, so here we go. If we're not connected to the why, is it chicken and egg? I love my chicken and egg questions. Is it the pain that comes first because we're not connected to our why, or are we in pain and then we get disconnected from our why?
Wow. I think it depends on, you know, how you want to look at it. But I feel that, and I've said this in the book, that anytime you feel discontent in your life, there's an opportunity. And people say, you know, I feel crappy in my body. My life's not working out. And I'm like, good. And people, like, look at me like, what? Because, see, pain is always a gift. It's a gift that makes you realize that something's out of whack. You get to choose. So when we have disconnect, when we're disconnected, we have pain, we get to see, wow, how can I, if this is my gift, how can I see things differently? How can I see my life differently? How can I see the situation differently? How can I see my body differently? And it allows any crack in the armor allows light to come through. Anytime there's light to come through, change can happen.
Oh, I like that. Change can happen. Okay, change. Does our why change throughout our life?
Yes. Absolutely. My why of when I was in my 20s is totally different than my why in my 60s. Absolutely. And your why can change year to year. Your why can change, you know, at any moment. Absolutely. I think fundamentally there's probably a through line of something, but I think your why definitely changes. And I think that's okay, and that's a good thing. Because sometimes what was important to you last year is not important to you anymore.
Right. And that's actually brings it back to about leading. Like, we lead for different whys.
Absolutely. And I really feel that everyone, to a certain extent, is a leader.
Yes, I believe that too. Why are you? What are you leading right now? What is Connie leading right now?
Oh my goodness, my.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So I'm going around teaching the art of self-care, and I'm really passionate about that. How people, if we could do small steps, little things that we do day in and day out to take care of our bodies, we will feel 150,000 times better. That's the one thing that's leading me. And then my next cause is changing the look of 65. So this is my, I'm moving into my 65th year, and I have a lot of clients that are older. Thanks. And what's important to me is how you think about that change affects everything. You can be vital and sexy and alive and full of vitality. It does not have to be the end of the world. It's not the end of your life. It's just a new chapter. You get to choose.
That is absolutely incredible. And first of all, a big thank you for doing that and leading, because there are so many women out there, like for myself as well, and men, but people who think, you know, I'm 42 and I was starting to believe the world, like life is over. I'm no longer, I'm old now. I'm just going to go on premenopausal sexless
right.
thing now suddenly. And you know what? And then they're still like, I still got another 50 years to go. And
absolutely.
So people need leaders for the why. And I love that you said, you right away said, I'm passionate about this. Like it's almost leading you. It's calling you.
Absolutely. And it does. The opportunities find me, and it's just, I'm passionate about it because the stories I hear, the stories, we all get into this. You know, they tell a story, well, it's, you know, because I'm older, I can't do that. Or it's because, you know, I can't. And it's like, no, it's not true. None of it's true. That's a story. And that's someone else's story. That's not necessarily your story. Tell me what your story is.
Yes, we need to know what our own story is and our own why, because it's
hasn't been done or whatever doesn't mean that it's true. Maybe you're the one to change it.
And then that leads me into visionaries. Do you believe, did you have this vision of changing how the world sees, let's say 65 or 60, or was it more of a passion that you wanted it changed?
No, it was a vision. It was just, I started hearing, like, past 20 years, I've worked with people, mostly women, and men too, on their bodies, and people get this, well, you know, this is what happens when you get to be older.
Yes.
This is how your body breaks down. And it's like, no, listen to any of the leading health people, Deepak Chopra, Dr. Mark Hyman. They're like, this is not what aging has to be at all. That is a story, and you don't have to be that story. And so that's why I'm like, nope, that's not true. Nope, that's not true. Well, you know, my balance isn't good. Your balance isn't good because you haven't worked on your balance.
Right.
This isn't good because you don't eat healthy. You don't move your body. That's why you're in pain. So it's really important that we watch what words we use. You know, I'm stupid, I'm old, I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'm not sexy, I'm like, really? Who needs to say that? That's so, the words are so unpowerful. Let's hear some powerful, explosive words. That's why I call myself a vitality expert. That we all want more of that.
Yes, we do. I love that. Vitality expert. Woo! There they go. That's the very thing, the language of your why. So powerful, explosive, because that's passion. That's like super passionate. Wow, you just took passion to another level there. And, vitality. How can we – oh, so here. Do we – I guess we – how are you leading with your language then? Because that's – yeah, we're leading with our language.
Leading with our language is because the words we say matter. The words we say matter in our life. And I just want to choose better words. Because here's the deal. Especially because I deal with bodies. I deal with people's bodies. Your body is always listening.
Oh, yeah.
We have 50 trillion cells in our body, and they are listening to everything we say. So we're either going to nurture them and grow with powerful, explosive, strong, vital words, or we're going to diminish ourselves and put ourselves into the fear mode. And you know when you've gone into fear mode of anything, when you've gone down a slippery slope, it just you just keep spiraling down. There is no way to stop that. But when you can just jump over that and start to use different words that really empower you, and that's what we want. We want to feel empowered. We want to feel strong. We want to feel vital. We want to feel healthy. We want to feel alive. We want to feel sexual. That's all very, very important words.
Yes, I love that. When you said sexual, that really brought a thing about connection, feeling connected to another being. Your why, when you said earlier about it being small, it can be small, but it's about sharing. And sharing is connection, and that's a sensuality, sexual, it's all those bringing together. I was going to ask you, if there was somebody listening right now, and they thought, wow, like she's talking about vitality and moving body and pain free. If they were to think, I am suffering, I am in pain, I'm not comfortable, I have arthritis, my muscles are not strong. What does that say anything about their why? And how can they check in? What tools what questions would you have them ask them about what their body is saying based on like what their why is?
Great question. So I would have them get quiet. And I would always take people back to their breath. I feel that that's just, you know, everyone says, make sure you breathe. And everyone's like, yeah, okay, I got that. But we don't, because breathing is involuntary. So I would take them back to their breath, and I would work with someone and have them do focused breathing, which is really, really simple. It's inhaling for two counts, holding the breath for two counts, and then slowly exhaling. And I'd have them do that for about 10 rounds. Really slowly, very simply, sitting in a chair, lying down, you know, being somewhere. And I would have them do that. And at the end of that, I would just have them be quiet. And I would have them say, what does this bring up in me? How do I feel? How's my body? Is my body trying to tell me something? Is my pain trying to tell me something? And if it is, I would talk to my pain as a good friend. When a friend comes to you and they're very upset because of something that's happened in their life, you become very empathetic, you listen to them, and you try to love them, give them love and compassion. And yet with ourselves, we just seem to miss that mark. Love and compassion, where just the things that we say to ourselves are just so unkind. If you had a friend, you'd never talk to them that way. So if we could talk to our body, our pain, our discontent with love and compassion, what would it tell us? And I would just say that I think sometimes we need to get quiet. And the biggest problem for people is I don't know what I'm listening for. But you see, you don't have to. There's not like a big, aha moment that comes. And sometimes there is. But it's the little quiet things. And I think you should just stay with the question, what is this here to show me? Whether you journal, whether I have a whole bunch of prompts in the chapter for how, journaling and questions that you can ask. But I think you have to keep going, why am I feeling this way? Why do I feel that way about that? And I just think you have to keep researching. And it's like an archaeological dig into your inner self. I feel that you just need to kind of spend some time, because we don't spend enough time with ourselves. We're always out there doing, and I've got to do. But just to sit and daydream, to sit and just be is more challenging.
I love that you said we don't spend enough time with ourselves. That's actually why I love doing my makeup, because that's the time that I spend with myself. I didn't have to do my makeup, I want to do my makeup because I get to go into a small room and close the door. And not be bothered. You're looking at yourself in the mirror anyways, you got to do. And then you just have that conversation. And first of all, that's the best place to really be honest and say, am I being kind to myself? Because you're looking in the mirror. Sure those are nice words. But that is so, the vitality will come up. So I'm throwing this out. It's not going to be factual or anything, but what percentage of people do you think get in touch with their why on a daily basis?
Wow, on a daily basis?
Yes.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I get in touch with my why on a daily basis.
I was going to say, should we? Like, is that something? Like, how often are we? Should we be checking in when we're...
I think once you feel your why, once you find your why, you can live out from there. So I don't think it's a daily basis kind of thing, unless you have to, unless you just want to deepen your why and you're committed
right.
to, let's say you write a mission statement for yourself. Or an affirmation for yourself, and your why is in there. That would be some reason you would do your why. But I don't think you have to explore your why every day. I think once you have it, you can have it. I mean, I think when you're not sure about where you're going in your life and you have discontent and you're not feeling good, I think that's a time to explore,
yes.
again, what your why is.
Yes, actually just answered my next question, because I was going to say is how would we know if we are disconnected with our why? But I like what you said, if you're disconnected, you're not happy, you're
you know,
in pain.
You know when you're not, you're feeling crappy all the time, your life doesn't, you know, you have the days where you where just nothing goes right, everything's wrong, and then you have those days that are magical where you get every green light, everyone says hello to you, people call you, you get opportunities, and everything goes well. So we want to try to go more to that kind of feeling as opposed to when everything doesn't work out. And when I have a day like that, when things aren't working out, I just take a deep breath and go, tomorrow's another day. I mean, you know,
yeah.
we all have crappy days.
Yeah, reset.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like women are being able to more – are women at a time right now where we're able to lead a little bit better or more strongly because we are saying, yeah, I want to know my why?
Absolutely. And I think also women are just finding out mentorship. I'm a big believer in mentorship, mm-hmm. very, very important to mentor younger women. I think they're willing to share. I think in the workplace, men have always looked towards mentorship, and I think women
yes.
are very much grounded in that and do an incredible job of sharing with younger women how they can find their why and lead and be more powerful.
I mean,
that's why this book is so amazing.
Yes, yes.
Right?
I was going to ask you, what is your...
All the voices match, and you're going to talk next with Pamela, who is
yes.
an incredible about finding your worth and strength and financial why. And it's just, all of us are just incredible voices with such a beautiful mix, all led by Marsh. It's
yes.
such an honor just to be with everyone. I mean, really, just everyone is just amazing.
You know what? I love that you just said that all our voices match. And Marsh Engel is actually oh my gosh, she is amazing at attracting those people
oh
who are
God.
In alignment.
Absolutely.
With the mission. It is a fabulous book to get. And actually, there was news, not only number one, but like this book is really leading right now.
in I think 5 or 6 categories.
Not so good feeling of financial, but like a responsibility habit type thing. I'm so glad that you're so beautifully balanced here, because you do the vitality and she's going to be doing like the financials. And they're so perfect there to help people lead. So that's
yeah. and
that
balance
just,
us. Bring as much
yes.
balance as we can have. Yes.
Exactly. Well, in our last little few minutes here, I was going to ask you when it comes to being in this book, Lead, Amazing Woman Lead, people can pick that up. You want to have this in your book collection. Is for you to be in the series. What does that mean for you? Has it changed how you lead? In your business, in your life?
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, when I wrote this chapter, I was like, how can I write this a little differently? And I've really I had to change my why, because in the last, I would say, 4 years, I pretty much had everything I wanted, I had attained, and I was like, now what do I want? What's my why moving forward? So I found my why really changed. So absolutely, anytime you get to write and focus a chapter and really delve deep, it's just so good. I do retreats on your motivational why. So this just helped me ground and get a deeper strength of what I was here to teach.
Okay, I love that. So right now, if anybody's listening, you would like to attend a retreat on your motivational why, you must get in touch with Connie. Oh my goodness. Yes. And how can everybody reach you? What is the best way to reach you right now?
Absoluteyoga.com is my website. My Gmail is absolutepilatesupstairs@gmail.com. I'm on Instagram, Connie Pontero, Facebook, Connie Brunner Pontero. DM me, follow me, and let's just change the world.
Yes, and we change it by also leading. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, Connie, this has been, I can't wait for our next interview already, but this has been, you're motivating. So thank you so much for motivating me and leading everybody right now in their motivational why. It's Connie Ponturo.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Oh, thanks, everybody. Now, we are coming back, so don't leave. We're going to be speaking with Pamela Plick, and we're going to find out that worth, how does worth get involved in our way of leading?
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. You are here with me, Lisa Berry, here as we listen to Light on Living, giving you reasons to feel better. And we are continuing the series, which is Lead, Amazing Woman, Lead. And we have our second guest, Pamela Plick. And before we go into, I want to share a little bit about Pamela and why you're going to want to listen to this one especially. But Pamela says that every moment we have the ability to choose to recognize and honor our own unique zone of worth, our sense of clarity, our range of focus, our gifts that we are bringing to the world. And that that feels like a leader statement, actually, Pamela. Thank you for sharing that. You really put yourself in a leadership place, and I'm just going to share with people who you are, a little bit about you, and then you can share more with us. But Pamela Plick is known as the money mentor for women. Whew. Pamela Plick specializes in helping women find their money power, providing the education strategies and tools to grow financial confidence, security, and freedom. Pamela is a certified financial planner, a practitioner, and certified money coach. That's so fun. As a speaker, author, and popular blog contributor, Pamela empowers women to achieve personal and professional success. Her work has been highlighted on the Huffington Post, the Investopedia, and in the USA Today and Forbes. She has also been a featured expert on Golden Girl Finance, Daily Worth, and Investopedia. Pamela's new book, Rise to Your Money Power, and that releases in January 2020. So we're going to let you know how to get to Pamela, but it's pamelaplick.com. We're going to find out more about Facebook and everything. But first of all, congratulations on your new book.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So exciting.
Wow. Rise to your money power. Oh, okay. That was all fun. So you're really speaking into this book with Lead Amazing Woman Lead is really about your worth. Now, it makes sense why you chose it, but I feel like there's a deeper sense. Can you share with us what that deeper sense of worth was for you when it comes to leadership?
You know, this is actually a lesson that really started a long time ago for me. Honestly, I think that this was probably one of my primary lessons in life. And I know that, you know, by standing in your zone of work or worth of walking into our zone of worth, you know, that allows us to bring our gifts into the world in ways that have the most impact. Because if we know our worth, you know, that we're not letting other people influence our vision, you know, mm-hmm. And I think that's so important that we have to own, know what we really, what we want, what our vision is, and stay steadfast in it and not allow others to influence that.
Okay, that is really cool. Two things I have to highlight. I love that you said mm-hmm. walking into your zone. You said, and then you, like, we can stand in there, but we have to walk to it first.
Absolutely. We do. We have to walk into it, you know, and, you know, that starts with, you know, creating our vision. And, you know, and it was so perfect. You know, we were talking about Connie Ponturo's why and my zone of worth and how they go hand in hand, you know, because part of your vision is understanding your why. You know, your big why. What is it that you want to bring to the world? What is your message, you know, that you want to bring? What are the gifts that you want to bring? And how do you want them to impact or make the world a better place?
Mm-hmm. The impact, that's a big word that you're saying that. And when you said about not letting others influence, like having a clear vision of it. Now, this is important because this goes two ways. It's not letting, is this true? First of all, I should ask you that we don't want to let somebody influence in a positive way either. Because if we put all our, you know, let somebody else tell us we're so valuable and then suddenly they don't. It's not
absolutely
bad.
Right. Absolutely. Because, you know, honestly, the universe gave you that vision, you know, and it's okay if not everyone gets it. You know, but you have to, you know, one of the powers to mastering the worth is actually looking at it as a compass, you know, by trusting your vision, what you stand for, that allows you to trust your instincts and in your ability to see the steps that are necessary for you to achieve that vision, you know, outside of the well-intentioned opinions of others. And, you know, we get a lot of those.
Yes, we do. Yes. and it's funny because when we think about lead, amazing woman mm-hmm. lead, we typically, I would think, you know, I'm thinking of, oh, I've got to stand in front and show others a way, whether it's the way or not for them. What does it mean to you in leading your worth, if it's so personal?
You know, I think that it what it means to me is overcoming, you know, whatever limiting beliefs that we have. And a lot of times, you know, those beliefs are imprinted upon us as children. You know, we don't realize that, you know, whether it's, you know, and we're looking at, you know, from the financial side also, you know, what kind of money beliefs, what did you learn growing up? And we don't realize that those beliefs carry forward into adulthood and they affect, you know, how we show up in the world today. So I think it's really important to make sure that we understand, you know, what those beliefs are, that they are, you know, the beliefs and the beliefs that are no longer serving us, to let those go and focus on, you know, standing or walking, you know, before we stand in the belief in the zone of worth, but walking into our zone of worth, you know. And one of the things, you know, I love, there's a quote that the Dalai Lama said. He said that the Western woman will save the world. You know, and what's so important for me, you know, in my work is I really, truly want to inspire a cultural shift, you know, in our consciousness, you know, so that we've always had this power. And I think Connie mentioned that in the previous interview. But now more than ever is a wonderful time to be a woman and to understand what your unique gifts are. And it's not really about making this big grand gesture, but using whatever your gifts are to make the world a better place.
Yes. When we don't know our gifts or don't acknowledge them, or we're afraid to lead with them, the world isn't as good of a place as it could be. I can feel that. Yes, we're not shining.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so with just, I'm loving this one about the fight. Like, I think that you've chosen, were you called or did you choose to work in the financial field and that worth field?
Well, for me, it's a calling. It is. But it actually goes back, you know, this journey, my zone of worth journey goes back, you know, more than 30 years, you know, and I, and how it specifically relates to the financial field is, you know, at that time, I was actually going through a divorce. My son was young, you know, and I realized, although I was good at saving, you know, but really didn't know anything about building wealth, financial planning, and everything that goes into building financial security. So I, you know, I wanted to empower myself, you know, because I needed to create financial freedom for me and my son. And so I immersed myself in learning everything that I could, you know, around financial planning, around investing, you know. And as I did that, you know, I actually went through the education process to get the expertise that I needed. But then I actually came across a lot of women who were not actually engaged around their money for whatever reason, you know, whether just not a lack of interest or, again, limiting beliefs. And so I made it my mission when I started my practice to empower women, you know, to achieve financial security, confidently achieve financial security. Because if we are financially secure, we're not worrying about finances, then that's going to free us up.
Yes.
You know, free our energy, you know, free up, you know, the negative beliefs or, you know, the grudges we're holding on to allow us to bring those gifts forward. And so that was my big why.
The calling.
Yes, the calling. Yeah.
You just helped to highlight something for me that I'm feeling that everybody's feeling this way, because it was a big one to me, is when we talk about our worth, like what you're talking about, you have a financial background and you've got this education, and I love that you distinguished between you were saving, but you weren't building wealth. Then you said, which is just amazing to me, that they were not engaged in their finances for possibly lack of interest or limiting beliefs. Now, this was huge to me, Pamela, because I'm feeling like when we look at our own self-worth, maybe we're not looking at our self-worth because lack of interest or limiting beliefs. Is that, because you said that, but I interpreted that differently, but is that ring true? Does that feel like that's what's going on?
It does. And, you know, even today, now some of it is generational, you know, because we were not taught, you know, certain generations of women were not taught to take ownership of their finances. You know, they're taught that their spouses or their father, you know, they take care of that. But times have changed, you know, and I do think that a lot, it does have to do with worth, because we think that we're not good at it, you know, and I still hear that, you know, and I'm talking about professional women, entrepreneurial women that are excellent at running a business, but when it comes to the personal side of their finances, you know, they think they're not good with money. And a lot of that just has to do with lack of confidence. You know, the biggest mistake I think that we make as women with our finances is procrastination. Okay. A lot of times, yes, because we procrastinate because we think, you know, we're not confident. We're afraid of making a mistake, you know, and that is just so easily overcome by getting the education that you need, the financial education, you know, being part of a group, you know, financial education group or support group community that will provide you with that education, you know. And then once you have that, then you feel more confident in knowing what steps you need to take. You know, if you're working with a professional, what questions you need to ask, you know. And then, you know, another thing I want to mention too, you know, I work with a lot of creative types. You know, they're actually eight money archetypes, you know, and these are not personalities, but these are kind of like the who's driving your financial car, okay? That, you know, that come up in our head, who's making these financial decisions. And a lot of creative women are very creative, but which means you have kind of one foot in the spiritual realm, one foot, you know, in the physical. And all they want to do is bring their gifts to the world. They want to do their job and not think about money. But for those of us who are wanting to live an abundant life, you know that money is part of that, right? We need, you know, money. We need money to live in this world. But the more money you make, that means the more money you have to give to the causes that you're passionate about, to help family members, to have wonderful experiences in life. So, you know, I think all of that really is tied up in our worth, our zone of worth.
I think you just nailed all of that, especially for this show. This is amazing. And I love that. Wow, there's so much wrapped up in that. When you said it's time that, not time that we're ready to, and we are taking ownership of our finances. And I think that's a big one, ownership, and that's a way to lead. When we take ownership of something, that is a way of leading. And when we don't take ownership, because possibly we're procrastinating, you nailed that one for me too. Because when you said we're procrastinating, because we don't have the confidence, and it's so easily solved. And I was like, oh, what is it? And then, you know, when you say, you know, we need education, and I thought, my God, you're right. Because the things that I don't have confidence in is the things that I do need education in, and that those are things I'm procrastinating, which makes me not take ownership, and I'm not leading. So there you go. You unraveled the whole thing.
Well, I'm glad.
But now this is, I feel like you've given us a magical formula, to be honest with you. And especially being, you know, the conscious community listening right now, so right. Like, so when you are creative, you just want to stay in the flow and you get all these beliefs going on about, I'm not good at it. Or if I start thinking about money, then people will think I'm just doing this for money. So we almost hide or run from the money part of it. And you mentioned that. You feel like going into it, but you mentioned the eight archetype. Is that somewhere where this fits in?
I'm sorry.
You mentioned that there was eight archetypes. Is this where that would fit in, somewhere around there, that is holding us back or helping us?
It would. Yes, it does. Yeah, there are eight archetypes, and you know, actually, you know, one of the things that I offer, you know, as a service, is a complimentary money type quiz. And so anyone can go online to my website, PamelaFlick.com, and take the quiz. It takes 5 minutes. You know, it's confidential. No one sees it but you. And it helps you understand which archetypes are dominant and which archetypes are, you know, are secondary. And what you need to do, you know, how they look, how they show up in your life now, and how you can overcome them.
And this will help us lead in our lives in general, because
absolutely,
we'll have the freedom.
Right, because part of standing in your zone of worth, of walking into your zone of worth, is having clarity, right? Sense of clarity. And, you know, that clarity comes from understanding where you are, right, first of all, yes. And then you can take the necessary steps to move towards where you want to be.
I find this fascinating. I'm gonna get personal on this call with you right now, because I think this is important for even myself to share. I had developed a belief which was not serving me, because I was afraid to lead, because I started believing and witnessing when you just said you've got to know where you are. Well, where I was with my money, I could attract and generate and get money, but I always give it away. And I started feeling that I didn't know how to manage money. I kept giving it away. And then I felt I wasn't safe to have money. And then I ended up stopping the flow of money because I was resisting it. And in your, if you're looking at something like that, that would have affected my worth and how I would have led, I think.
It absolutely does. And, you know, the other thing that I want to – and first of all, one thing I want to mention about giving away, you know, a lot of times it is one of the architects is the martyr, you know, and as women, we have a tendency of doing that, you know, putting everyone's needs ahead of ours, you know, that's part of that martyr archetype. But then you start to feel resentful. You know, or yes. It's also controlling, you know. You know, I think it's really important, you know, where we want to kind of get to is one of the archetypes is a magician. Okay. So we still, you know, magician is kind of like the magician makes things happen, right? We know where we want to be. We have a plan and all of that, right? You still need the creator artist, because that's where your purpose, your passion, your vision comes from. And, you know, making sure that you have a combination, and the warrior. So those are the three, the magician, the warrior, the creator artist. So, and making sure you have the right mix, you know, not being a victim or being a martyr, you know, that's kind of a negative, you know, that's not leading in that situation.
Right.
Yeah.
That was huge. I think everybody have to go to PamelaPlick.com and find this quiz and take it. Oh my gosh, I think this is going to help a lot of them.
Yes, it's so eye-opening. You know, everyone, you know, that takes it, we talk about it, and it's just amazing. They say it's right on, actually, you know, in terms of behavior. Yeah, and you know, the other thing I want to mention too, Lisa, because we talked a lot about, well, you know, Connie spoke about taking care of yourself, the importance of, you know, self-care. We all know the importance of, you know, exercise and taking time off and doing those types of things. But being financially secure is also a form of self-care. And a lot of times we don't realize that.
Oh, I got goosebumps. I love that.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Cause you know, we all know what stress, that money stress feels like. It really, that's the least self-care. It's the furthest away on that spectrum from self-care is when you're stressed about money. There's so much tied to it. Can you define security money security or worthy security?
Well, but in terms of security, meaning that you are, in terms of, let's say you are an entrepreneur, you know your zone of worth, so you're charging what you're worth, you know, and, you know, the opposite, we talked about lack of confidence. We might not feel comfortable in charging what we're worth, so we're undervaluing our work. Or if, you know, we're professional, we may not have the confidence to ask for a raise when we know that we deserve that, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's part of it, knowing that you have a plan in place. You know, you have your budget, you know, breaking it down, a budget. You know, you're saving, you're investing. So you have a financial plan in place. So you know that you're headed towards where you want to be financially. And all of that is part of your zone of worth, or also part of, you know, building a secure financial future. And again, by having all of that in place, that gives you the freedom, the peace of mind, the clarity. You're able to focus on bringing those gifts, unique gifts, into the world.
I just love that. That is so, I hope everybody's hearing it so loud and clear like I am, that it's that form of, well, because what people say, if you don't have your health, then you can't do anything. But the same thing, if you don't, a lot of, I have my health, but if I didn't have money, then I couldn't do these things either. So you're right. It is completely around a feeling of freedom and knowing your zone of worth. Is, I love that. Your worth, your, is it worth zone or zone of worth?
Zone of worth.
Yes, that is so important. Yes. That everybody's feeling that. For this chapter, for being a part of this book for you, what does that mean in terms of leadership and being a part of this community and helping to make the, you know, a difference in the world, an impact in the world for leading for women?
You know, I am so honored to be a part of this. You know, it is one of the my word for this year. You know, I always have a theme word that I pick for the year, and it is, it's amplify. And so what my goal is for this year is to amplify not only my voice, my passion, my mission, my work, you know, but making sure that the message, my message gets out. Now, you know, honestly, I never thought of myself as an author, but, you know, 4 books later, here I am. But I always knew I had something to say, you know, and this is really what I want to say to the world, to purpose-driven women who want to make the world a better place. So this is where, you know, the leadership comes in for me, being able to change that or contribute to the conversation, you know, and helping women to become more successful financially, personally, you know, professionally. And that's really what fuels me. And I'm just so excited to be a part of it, to be able to do that.
Yes, you can feel it and see it. I'm so glad that it came your way, like the opportunity, because you were standing in your worth and it was called to you to be a part of it. So it's so in alignment, because this is what people do need. I know it. Like, I can feel it. And I feel like I needed you today. So thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you. Yes, now, it's wonderful. It feels really wonderful.
If you could share, because we have the book that we want everybody to get right now, though, of course, is Lead, Amazing Woman, Lead. This is time for the leadership and those essential powers. But I would love for you to share the full title of your book and what they could be. What will they be getting when they read your book? What will change for them?
Okay. Well, the name of my book is Rise to Your Money Power, and it's a step-by-step guide to creating a more empowered relationship with money. And what they will get, you know, I believe there are three aspects to money. There is the spiritual, the emotional, as well as the practical side. You know, we have to take into consideration all three aspects, you know, as we are dealing with money. And, you know, if you look at, if there's something you need, you know that you need a budget, you know you need to create a retirement plan, or you need to be more engaged around your wealth, and you are not doing it, then, you know, you have to look at the other areas. Like, maybe there's something going on the spiritual side, one of the, you know, a limiting belief, or on the emotional side. You know, what were the messages that we got growing up? So my book will give you a step-by-step guide, you know, to creating that empowered relationship by looking at the three aspects of money. And, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, it's got really good. It was very well received. It did become also an Amazon bestseller, which I'm so happy about.
Congrats.
You know, thank you. But I really, again, wanted to change the or inspire the consciousness of women, you know, to really take power, take ownership of their money power.
I love that. So first, everybody, PamelaPlick.com. She's inspiring us to acknowledge where we are, take a look at things, start to engage, and then take ownership. And I love those steps right now for taking the lead in that aspect right now about worthiness and stuff. So thank you so much, Pamela Plick. This has been enlightening for me, and everybody go take the quiz.
Well, thank you, Lisa. So happy and honored to be on your show.
Oh, thank you guys so much, everybody. This was week two of Lead, Amazing Woman Lead. We are going to be going into week three next Monday, so please join us for that. And so thank you very much for Connie and Pamela for being a part of Lead, Amazing Woman Lead today. Oh, thank you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye, everyone.